Says Wade Rafke with the Chief Organizer Report on Hot Topics for International Organizers. Okay, perhaps the first question on your list was not, what do community organizers working around the world talk about when they first get together? Too bad, because there's actually a wild run of issues snatched from here to there. First on the list was the demonstration by tens of thousands in Hamburg, Germany, who organized a greeting party for the G20 meeting there called Welcome to Hell. Knowing, as we all do, the long meetings and back-and-forth correspondence that accompany the art of titling any big demonstration, we all had to admire how clear and specific the Germans made their intentions known for their demonstrations. Hamburg has a vibrant progressive movement and a long tradition, and clearly took the whole sighting of the G20 meeting as almost a personal affront. The footage shared around the table made the whole affair appear like a barely contained mini-riot, and the report of arrests and police cars burning had a certain hellish flavor. The Times had mentioned that President Trump tried to establish some rapport with Chancellor Merkel by sympathizing with her about the demonstrations, something he has learned about firsthand in the early days of his presidency with the flourish of the resistance. And then, as our Acorn Kenya organizers call it, comes sharing. There was a lot of interest in the work in the United Kingdom in reaction to the Grenfell fire massacre in London, and Acorn's work in trying to make sure similar buildings are identified and tenants protected elsewhere in the country. Others reported that French organizers in contact with British organizers working with McDonald workers were complimentary of the Acorn delegation representing well in a recent London march around these issues. One world indeed, as the message was shared that plans for a strike at McDonald's in September sought Acorn's support in the effort. There will be much more of this when the full meeting convenes as other organizers arrive from Canada, France, and elsewhere. One major topic of interest on the agenda was a discussion of what UK Acorn head organizer Stuart Melvin had referred to as the political break movements of the recent year, Trump, Sanders, Corbyn, and Macron, and how they would impact these countries and, of course, our own work and planning. Leke Smits from Netherlands will be joining us for the conversation as well, which will be exciting for everyone. There were catch-ups and reports of organizers not able to make it to this year's meeting. Eloise Marad is still in Cameroon working with organizers to launch our Acorn Alliance organization in Douala. Their first action last week has been exciting to see, and as we were meeting, word was coming in that they'd won a commitment that potable water will be coming to their neighborhood. A chapter meeting had just concluded in Aubervilliers, where we were organizing in Paris, and they were celebrating news that they'd won a reduction in water rates after their campaign. The work is hard, but everyone was excited to hear that we were making progress, and it was good to come together. This is Wade Rathke for questions and comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.